This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, October 20th. Well, the earnings are doing what they're supposed to do, namely drop, kick, and drive stocks higher. And so far, so good. And we're going to have at least another 10 days of very good earnings. So hang on, enjoy the ride. But there are some macro developments happening out there that I thought I would address. So let's start with what's going on in China. In China, this big Evergrande real estate company continues to default on its U.S. dollar-denominated debt. There's another Chinese company, real estate company, Sinic Holdings, that missed a payment on its U.S. dollar-denominated notes. So what's happening is in China, they might restructure their yuan-denominated notes and neglect the dollar-denominated notes. So in other words, the people that own the debt are not being treated equally. Now, this is very, very common in emerging markets. It's a big deal in emerging markets. Who can sell their bonds first, or who can cash out first, or who gets paid? So this essentially means China is not behaving like a big industrialized country should. You know, the G7, this never happens, okay? In the G7, everybody gets treated equally. There's laws. But in China, they take care of their own. So I think this is going to have profound consequences for China. Obviously, despite its incredible growth in the past, their access to capital is going to be constrained. And when they do get capital, it's going to be at a very high rate. So that's interesting. In the meantime, here in the Western world, we're slowing, okay? In fact, the Atlanta Fed has GDP growth for the third quarter only 1.2%. And we should be slowing because just look at the price of food and energy. And that just takes more money out of people's pockets. And, you know, the Biden administration is going to have to deal with this. Otherwise, you know, they're going to lose a lot of seats in the House next election cycle. And they got a lot of explaining to do. As an example of the food and energy inflation, you know, Procter & Gamble just had very good results for the last quarter. And guess what they're doing? They're raising their prices. Okay. And you may not know that because it can also shrink the packaging and charge you the same for what they for a smaller package. So inflation is definitely here, okay? And inflation is nightly news in all the major networks, as is the shipping crisis, so the bottlenecks at the ports and everything, and the fact that you know the kids aren't going to get their toys for Christmas. So you know it's if Santa doesn't show up, there's a problem, okay? So it's getting to be very, very interesting. In the meantime, real estate's also cooling off. The Commerce Department noted on Tuesday that housing starts are now at a 13-month low. And now some of this could be high prices. Some of it could be material shortages, affordability issues. You know, it's hard to get appliances. It's kind of hard to build a house if you can't put appliances in it, you know. But, you know, because of the real estate maybe slowing down, stocks are the best inflation hedge, period, okay? And companies like Procter & Gamble that can raise their prices are just proof of that. The other comment I have is that the Biden administration is trying to pass a watered-down bill by early December. And so free community college, that's disappeared. Okay, I'm sure they're going to have some child credit because some working moms did not return the workforce. But it looks like even a lot of the green energy initiatives are going to disappear. The problem with the infighting that's going on in Congress is a lot of the representatives from blue states, you know, California, New Jersey, New York, want their SALT, their state and local tax deductions increased. So that means you got to increase taxes more on wealthy people if you have to increase these deductions. So we'll see what gets passed, if anything. We'll see if they can get it through the Senate. Obviously, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Christine Sinema of Arizona are very important senators in this vote. But if they fail to pass something, that's it. There's no tax increases or spending plans next year because it's a midterm election year. And right now with the high prices at the pump, green energy is not a high priority, okay? And So this is getting to be very, very interesting, and we might need to make America a little bit more energy friendly. The good news is America is a very large country, and if we want to attack food and energy inflation, we can, okay, but we have to make that a priority. You know, we're just bigger and have better transportation and can attack things better than most countries. So if we have to fight this food and energy inflation, there's no better place in America to do it. But we also have to be for it, you know. And so it's going to get very, very interesting. In the meantime, I do expect a narrowing market, and I think it's going to be every stock for itself. You know, people are going to be traveling a lot more during the holidays because obviously most people are vaccinated, and the risk of COVID is down considerably. And a lot of people didn't travel last year, so they'll be making it up this year. So I do expect our traditional Thanksgiving rally, our what we call early January effect, to help. I'm always amazed at the small cap stocks, how liquidity can disappear, then it comes right back on like it has this week. So folks, I just want to encourage you to hang on, enjoy the ride. This is Louis Navalier. I want to update you on the market's gyrations. We're going to get a Beige Book report at 2 o'clock today, Eastern Time. That's going to give us a hint what the Fed's going to say in 3 weeks at the next Federal Open Market Committee meeting. The Beige Book surveys all 12 Fed districts, and we just want to see, you know, what they're all saying. And they're probably all going to be complaining about inflation and port problems and labor shortages as well. So it'll be very, very interesting. But I do expect a very positive report that, you know, any issues with unemployment have largely been fixed. That was one of the Fed's mandates. So now the Fed has to start addressing inflation, okay? And inflation is predominantly food and energy, although we see it in a lot of commodity prices as well. So that's it. That's Louis Navalier. Stocks are always your best inflation hedge, our best defense, strong offense, fundamentally superior stocks. So enjoy earnings season, everybody. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care.